protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
It was a 3-3 game last night heading to the sixth inning, but the West Michigan Whitecaps scored seven unanswered against the Lugnuts bullpen and went on to rout the Nuts 10-3. Now today, the Whitecaps with another win could clinch a series victory, but the Lansing Lugnuts need a win for a series split against their ultimate arch rival. It's the finale of the six-game set, Lansing at West Michigan. Welcome in to Jackson Field. Alongside Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. The Lugnuts are coming in at 2-6 here in the second half, while the Whitecaps are 6-2. Things were looking good for the Lugnuts with victories on Wednesday and Thursday, but the Whitecaps have turned things around the last 2 days. And now today, it's a rematch from the series opener, a game won by the Whitecaps 15-9, with the lefty Joe Miller taking on the Lugnuts left-hander Will Johnston. Adam, let's talk about things first from yesterday. It was Jackson Jobe on the mound for the Whitecaps. That was how things started. We wondered, hey, number one pitching prospect in all of minor league baseball. Things began well for the Lugnuts with a Henry Bolte RBI triple before Jobe settled in.
Well, if you look at every game in this series, things have started well for the Nuts. They've scored in the first inning in all five games. They get the two runs up on the top prospect in the Tigers org and the top pitching prospect in all of minor league baseball right now, but then the offense just couldn't do anything else. And West Michigan, as they've done, they've come from behind multiple times, obviously, in this series. And they just continue to put the pedal to the metal offensively. Lansing's bullpen was exploited. And the Lugnuts offense, again, shut down for a second straight day. So curious to see if in today's game their offense can kind of get back to their normal selves of being the top of this league, as we've seen through the first half of the season.
When you look back on that initial matchup against Joe Miller, today's West Michigan starter, for the Lugnuts, it was a good game for Avery Bielanales. We saw some big swings from a Johnny Butler, from a Casey Yamauchi, but from that game moving forward, there's been such a change, right? The Lugnuts scored 9 runs on 10 hits in that game, and since then, really only one other explosive offensive showing like this team is capable of.
Well, it's very similar to what we've seen when the Nuts have faced good staffs, right? Peoria came in here. Lansing was able to win those games, but they were tight victories. They were low scoring. Here, West Michigan, they pitch it well, and they've got a pretty good offense. And Lansing has struggled against the pitching in this series. So it's kind of been back and forth, exactly what you'd expect. You mentioned it. Two rivals, a series traditionally that has been nip and tuck. And here we go with a chance for a potential split, or West Michigan obviously looking for a series win.
If the Lugnuts offense is going to be tamped down again, then the attention turns to the man on the mound. And it's the lefty Will Johnston who gets the start today.
Well, I like the way he looked, Jesse, on Tuesday. You're going to go back to Tuesday and go, how do you like how any of the pitchers looked? It was a 15-9 game. Well, when Will Johnston came in and he shut down the Whitecaps for 3 innings, only gave up 1 run, and then in his last inning is when they got to him. He just looked like he had kind of run out of ammo at the end. So if he can go out there, get them a good start, and get them through the lineup a couple of times, and keep Lansing in the game, you feel good, because Lansing, traditionally this year, Jesse, they have played really well. They've hit it really well on Sundays.
When we return on Lansing Lugnuts pregame, we'll have the starting nines for you. Lugnuts and Whitecaps on a Capital City Market Kids Day from Michigan State Capitol.
Heath, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Yo, what's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence St. John Health Centers to let you know that colon cancer affects the black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Hi, this is Jenny Kavner, voice of the A's on NBC Sports California. Now back to Lug Nuts Baseball.
While Adam wheels out his spotlight, I'm going to give you today's starting lineups. Lugnuts and West Michigan Whitecaps. First for the visiting Whitecaps, the Detroit Tigers High A Midwest League affiliate, who come in at 6-2 in the half, at 37-37 overall. The leadoff hitter is the shortstop Jim Jarvis. Batting second in left field, Seth Stevenson. Second baseman Max Anderson hits third. Batting fourth, it's the cleanup hitting center fielder Roberto Campos. Luke Gold, the first baseman, hits fifth. Batting sixth, DHing Patrick Lee. Hitting seventh, the third baseman, Danny Ceretti. Batting eighth, catcher Josh Crouch. And rounding off the order, the number nine hitter is the right fielder, Dom Johnson. That's Jarvis, Stevenson, Anderson. Campos, Gold, Lee. Ceretti, Crouch, and Johnson. To support the southpaw, Joe Miller, hailing from Hatboro, Pennsylvania. Adam, who's your spotlight Whitecap?
Listen, it's got to start. If Lansing's going to win this game today, they have got to find a way to get Jim Jarvis out. They didn't have an issue with the first half of this series, but over the last 3 days, he's had seven hits with a double and a home run. So it starts at the top of the order. Is my spotlight hitter today, the lone lefty for the Whitecaps.
Even when he collects singles, he's still stealing seconds.
Yes, and the Whitecaps have found out they can have a lot of success stealing bases. They've racked those up the last couple of days, too.
Seven steals yesterday. Now the other side, the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's steal a glance at their order. Johnny Butler leads off for the squad with a 2-6 record, a 34-39 mark overall. The Lugnuts, the High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Johnny Butler in left field batting first, batting second, the DH, Danny Bautista Jr. Hitting third, shortstop Aribel Angeles. The first baseman, Will Simpson, cleans up. Center fielder Brian Wilbas bats fifth. Batting sixth, at third base, Luke Mann. Right fielder Cameron Masterman hits seventh. Batting eighth, catcher C.J. Rodriguez. And rounding off the order, the number nine hitter is the second baseman, Casey Yamauchi. That's Butler, Bautista Jr., Angeles, Simpson, Wilbas, Mann, Masterman, Rodriguez, and Yamauchi, supporting southpaw Wilt Johnston, out of Texas A&M, the native of Keller, Texas. Who is your spotlight Lugnut?
Yeah, I'm going to go today with Will Simpson. I think he's had some good swings in this series. He's the only guy with a home run. You got to go back to Tuesday, hit that off the flagpole in that game. Lansing's got to find some pop here at home. They have not been able to hit him very much this week, and it's been such a big difference in terms of energy and just momentum for their team if they could hit some home runs. So let's go with Will Simpson. He hits in the cleanup spot today with Henry Bolte out.
I think it remains true for Will, and Nathaniel Stoltz, the prospect analyst, pointed this out earlier in the year, as if you're watching on MILB TV, you see the umpires, home plate umpire Alex Shears, the bases umpire Ian Durkin. When Will Simpson hits the baseball, he barrels it. He has as much or more hard hit contact than anybody else that you'll find.
I mean, you got to have your top guys produce. And Will Simpson has been producing all year. I mean, you look at the top four for West Michigan. 8 hits, 7 hits, 6 hits, 4 hits in the top four, and a lot of extra base hits. Lansing, 5 hits, 2 hits, 5 hits, 4 hits. And again, only one home run between those top four. So not saying home runs is everything, but those extra base hits, those big swings that can turn an inning, that can produce a run or two, Lansing needs to see that more consistently than just the first inning or the first couple of innings, which we've seen at times in this series.
I'll add in, too. West Michigan's biggest swings yesterday came from the bottom of their order. Dom Johnson was huge. Bennett Lee, not starting today as Josh Gratch is the catcher, had a three-run double in the ninth inning. So the Whitecaps have found offense from all throughout, and it's going to be upon Will Johnston. And then the tandem reliever Blaise Pontes to quiet this offense that at times we've seen them very quiet. In the Lugnuts two wins in the series, West Michigan only scored one run in 18 innings. Quite a difference between winning and losing.
There's no question about it. And when they come home, this is when their offense typically shows up. This is a hitter-friendly park. You look at most of the splits for the guys home and road, their home numbers are much better. And you talk about the bottom of the order compared to West Michigan's. Luke Mann, Cameron Masterman, C.J. Rodriguez, 6-8 batters. They are combined have just 3 total hits in this series, where Casey Yamauchi has done a nice job in the ninth spot with 5 hits, but he needs some help down there. So to get that more complete full lineup feel, the Lugnuts going to have to produce from all ends today, and we'll see if that happens.
It's the last day in the month of June, and you wouldn't say that the offense necessarily had a June swoon. The team's record overall for Lansing is 9-15. The offense hit .260, and we chronicled it throughout the month. The best offensive numbers for any team in the Midwest League in the month. The pitching ERA, though, has snuck back above 5. And that's 6 games above .500 in June when you talk about how they ended the first half, how they're starting up the second half.
Yeah, that's the June swoon for you, is the win-loss record. I mean, they were sitting above .500 or right around .500 pretty much all of May and pretty much most of the year. Haven't dropped this far, but they're 5 games back of .500. They're 4 games under .500 to start the second half. Got to find a way to get some wins, and hopefully it can start today by evening this series. And then you've got Fort Wayne coming in, who is slumped to open the second half as well, just 2-6. But as we know, Jesse, Fort Wayne's kind of been the kryptonite for Lansing the last couple of years.
That's right. When the Lugnuts went to Parkview Field earlier this year, Lansing dropped 4 out of 6 games. Let me give you another number to keep your eye on over the course of today. The Lugnuts yesterday left 9 runners on base. The day before that, they stranded 13. The Lugnuts, those last 2 games, have gone 2-for-16 with runners in scoring position. So there have been runners that have made it aboard. But how does the lineup fare from that point on? Can they bring them in? Lansing wearing the alternate black jersey shirts today with the black caps, black brims, silver Luggy the Lugnut. Meanwhile, West Michigan, as they have throughout this series, wearing their navy with the side panels of the baby blue and the white. The baseball caps are navy with the baby blue brims for the white caps. And as Adam mentioned, after today, West Michigan will begin a home-and-home 6-game series against Great Lakes. 3 games at home, then 3 games in Midland, Michigan, the 4th, the 5th, and the 6th of July. I know that the Great Lakes Lions hate hosting on the 4th of July. They'll have to this year. The Lansing Lugnuts home and home with the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. The next 3 games, hosting the Tin Caps, and then 3 games at Parkview Field. Here are the Lugnuts upon the diamond. And Will Johnston at the center of it all. The Lugnuts and the Whitecaps closing out a 6-game set down to the field for our national anthem. Thank you.
right, how about that from Lily Utrup to get us started? We are ready for the Sunday series finale between your Lansing Lugnuts and the West Michigan Whitecaps. Lugnuts come in 2-6, 34-35. Lansing now 20-21 through 41 games at home. For West Michigan, they're 6-2 in the second half in first place and 38-36. Remember, the first half winner is the Lake County Captains. They sit in second, so West Michigan currently would be the playoff team to take them on when we finish the season in September. West Michigan has won three. Lansing has won two this week, the first of what will be in total 24 meetings. It is a Capital City Market Kids Day. Rumors have it that SpongeBob is around. With the call of the game, unfortunately I've heard, and I think it's still true, he does not live in a pineapple under the sea. Here is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
And I've never had a Krabby Patty. Amanda Rich has termed Jacksonfield Bikini Bottom. So the West Michigan Whitecaps will bring up Jim Jarvis, Seth Stevenson, and Max Anderson. And they'll take on a Lansing defense featuring C.J. Rodriguez as the catcher. That's Will Simpson at first, Case Yamauchi at second, the shortstop A. Rebielanales, and at third, Luke Mann. Johnny Butler's in left, Brian Guelbas in center, and Cameron Masterman in right field. Down to the field. And play ball declared. Alex Shears, the home plate umpire, bases umpire Ian Durkin. It's a breezy sort of Sunday afternoon. It is 64 degrees on June 30th. And this feels like autumn a little bit, the very start of autumn.
Is it football season or the fall?
That's what I'm
tailgate
saying.
Season?
It's baseball season, baby. It's 1:05 p.m. And Will Johnston, the lefty, lets it fly. Jim Jarvis takes ball one high. We are underway right on time. Jarvis is now batting 257 through 20 games. The 11th rounder last year from Alabama. Lefty to lefty. There's a called strike on the fastball at 90 miles an hour. A 1-1. Swing and a miss. For Will, fastball, slider, changeup, all delivered from that high arm angle. And he's a big guy in the first place at 6'4". Deals the 1-2. Jarvis took it bouncing in.
It was his slider, Jesse, on Tuesday that was giving the Whitecaps a ton of issues. Got a lot of swings and miss from that pitch.
Well. 2-2. On its way. Lined out to right field. Right there, Cameron Masterman backing up for the catch. One gone. Now here comes Seth Stevenson. Stevenson against Johnston on Tuesday night was 1-for-2 with a fly out to left and an RBI single, as the Whitecaps got him for 4 runs. Lefty to righty, no score. And he takes a called strike. It was the RBI single in the 8th inning, but Johnston finished that 8th, and we looked at it and we said, oh, about 4 innings. He has struck out 5, just the 1 run allowed. Johnston came back out for the 9th, and it went Max Anderson double, Luke Gold single, Patrick Lee 3-run homer. So the final line for Will, marred. No balls in the strike. The pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 2. Fastball. Exploded by him at 90 miles an hour. Up in the zone, and that is where he can work effectively. At 0-2 pitch. Tried to draw it back to the outside corner with the splitter. No sir. 1-2. A very low spin splitter. He rocks and fires. Ground ball up the third base side. Might have skipped off the bag. What a play by Mann, but he has to eat it. The sliding backhand stop right up the line, but Stevenson runs oh so well, and it's an infield single for the Whitecaps.
Yeah, and he kind of slipped too, coming up, lost his balance as he tried to get some traction to set and throw all the way across the diamond, and wasn't meant to be, but it's probably for the best anyway, because I don't think he was getting the speedster in Stevenson.
And now to set Stevenson, try to steal second. Not here, first pitch fouled back by Max Anderson, strike one.
He's got four steals this week. They racked up seven steals yesterday. I don't think there's any question he'll be going at some point in this at-bat.
There have been Whitecaps who don't steal, who have been stealing the series. Seth Stevenson does. He has 36 steals for the year. A one, up high. Stevenson staying put at first. Well, Max Anderson, I mentioned that double against Johnston on Tuesday. That was the game when he had two doubles and two two-run homers. No score in the first, one on, one out. Here's the pitch. Down and away. Tried the backdoor slider. Two balls and a strike on Anderson, batting 251 through 70 games. The pitch, up and in. 3-1.
This will be what I'll be watching today is so many walks yesterday for Lansing pitching, so many batters that Lansing pitching got behind in. This is the first one today that Will Johnson has gotten behind, but it happened often yesterday.
Throw over to first, Stevenson back in standing. It was not far. This year, runners have tried to steal against Johnston 10 times, and they've been successful 9 of those times. 3-1. And the pitch to Anderson. Stevenson runs. It's high. It's ball four. And a throw into second base doesn't matter. So after the leadoff flyout, a single and a walk. It did look great from C.J. Rodriguez.
I was about to say, that's a good throw. That was going to be close. I think Stevenson was probably just going to beat it, which is the case for most of the times he takes off for second. I think he's a little shaken up there, Jesse, on that slide. Took a little extra time to pop to his feet, popped his helmet off for a moment.
There's Roberto Campos. 2-1, 1-out, no score. The pitch, he takes a called strike. Well, Johnston across the inside corner. What I remember from that earlier outing from Johnston was a lot of splitters and sliders, establishing the fastball early. Lefty to righty, swing and a miss. Splitter, nothing and two. Campos is 4-for-15 in the series with a double and a homer. Look back to second, then the offering. Down and in, bounced off to the left side. Rodriguez picks it up, and no plays. Both runners advance. Anderson to second and Stevenson to third. Wild pitch for Johnston. Well, Adam, immediate trouble. And they haven't hit the ball out of the infield to start it. Jarvis hit the flyout, but Stevenson, the grounder up the third base side. Anderson the walk. Now the wild pitch. Infield drawn in, jumped into the plate. Campos fouls it back. Is the cleanup hitter in the order, Roberto Campos. Yesterday had a single and a double and 5 trips. Tried again on 1-2. On its way. Put off the hands, back into the screen. Thickly overcast skies above. But where it was so windy before, I'm looking out at the American flag, Adam, and there is no wind that's rustling it. Here's the pitch. That's down low. Two and two. Two balls and two strikes on Roberto Campos, the batter for the Whitecaps. Max Anderson at second, Seth Stevenson at third, and there's no score in the first inning. One out. A 2-2 pitch from Will Johnston. On its way. Just missed down low. Count is full. First base is open, and Luke Gold is waiting on deck.
Tricky inning here. A lot of pitches, but Johnston's got to find a way here, try and get this second out, and see if that can ease things a touch.
Whale of a job by Campos to work the count full. Johnston resets. Center fielder Brobas a couple of steps to right center. Those infielders all in toward the baseline. 3-2 coming. Now straight back. Let's try it again, shall we? Campos is battling. That fastball is going to be ball four. No harm done.
Well, I think the top of this order has gained a lot of confidence over the last few days. I mean, again, their numbers are tremendous after Lansing was able to shut them down for a couple of days.
We saw some great pitching from Chen Jung Ah Duong, from Mitch Myers, from Grant Judkins, from Jake Garland. Johnston gets his sign from C.J. Rodriguez. And again, the payoff. Up and in, he walked in. That's pitch number 23. 12 strikes, 11 balls, and the bases are loaded for Luke Gold. But first, a visit to the mound by the acting pitching coach, Dave Burba. The guys are back in black today for the Lansing Lugnuts. Silver Lugnuts across the front of the chest. Black caps with the home white pants. Trying to figure things out. This has been a homestand in which we've seen an awful lot of different uniforms when you consider it. Last time that Johnston was on the mound, it was the Lansing Locos turquoise on Tuesday. We saw on Friday the pink out the park jerseys, not the pinstripes, but the pink stripes. And yesterday, the Marvel Defenders of the Diamond uniforms. The home whites earlier in this series. And now here's the black book. It's Will Johnston battles Luke Gold. Double play ball would end the threat, with the Whitecaps looking to take the lead in the top of the first inning.
Rumor has it more specialty uniforms coming up in this homestand.
Oh, you don't say. As we approach the 3rd of July, 4th of July, they'll be on the road. The pitch to Gold. Up and in, ball one. Well, Gold is the slugger. Leads the Whitecaps with 11 homers. Blasted his 11th on Tuesday. A ball one offering. It's fouled off at home. Fifth round pick of the Detroit Tigers 2 years ago. Gold against the A&M Aggie. Johnston deals. Swing and a miss. Powered it by him. And a lot of fastballs from Johnston here in the first inning.
Yeah, and now you wonder, does that fastball that was well located up at the top of the zone, does that set up a splitter or a slider here to try and get that strikeout?
1-2. It is the off-speed. It bounces in. Tearing for the plate, Stevenson. He scores. Johnston topples over the top of him. Over to third base, Anderson. Campos up to second. Luke Gold, it appears, did check his swing on that splitter down. And the Whitecaps take a 1-0 lead on the Johnston wild pitch. And with that, Garrett Irvin has started to warm up in the Lugnuts bullpen.
Well, just not the start you wanted if you're Will Johnston. He just is having a time here trying to get through this first inning.
Only one out, and that was the leadoff batter Jarvis with a flyout. Johnston's 2-2. Gold rockets a base hit to left field. Max Anderson scores. Stop sign at third for Campos as the throw comes in from Johnny Butler. RBI single for Luke Gold. And 2-0 West Michigan. Gold collects his 40th RBI of the year. So that brings up Patrick Lee. Lee is DHing. Now, Patrick Lee yesterday did not collect a base hit, but he was all over the bases, and he stole four bags. Double play ball ends the threat. Lefty to righty. Ball one low. Fastball. It's been interesting watching Patrick Lee get his feet underneath him here in high A. He homered against Johnston, a three-run shot last Tuesday. Ball one offering on its way. Bouncing in, Rodriguez knocks it down. Well, Adam, you and I were talking about what it would take for Lansing to get things going back in the right direction after dropping the last two. And it all began with a good start, and West Michigan's offense has seen that things have not gone according to plan. Here's the pitch. That's at the letters for a called strike.
They went off script what you and I recommended.
These Whitecaps ad-libbing. Campos at third base. Luke Gold at first. Two runs in. And a 2-1 pitch. Ground ball pulled foul left side. Strike two for Lee.
Somebody tell the Whitecaps, just read the teleprompter, okay? No need to go off script. Just read the copy.
It's the Whitecaps. What can you do? Causing headaches for the folks in Lansing here since 1996. A 2-2 pitch. Up high. Tried to break down that slider.
They give you a wave of emotions.
Usually that wave in West Michigan looks a little bit angry, but now it looks like it's smirking a touch. 2-0 West Michigan. First and third, top of the first. Time granted to batter Patrick Lee.
There's probably Whitecap fans close by that are probably giving off that same smirk.
Certainly not Dan Hasty.
Nope, not him. Probably somebody younger.
Full count pitch from Johnston. Up high, ball four. And the bases are reloaded for Danny Soretti. And time is growing short on Will.
Well, we saw yesterday how much the bullpen struggled. I'm sure Lansing, they didn't have a piggyback starter yesterday. They did not want to go to the bullpen early today, but that may have to be the case.
We're at 34 pitches for Johnston. Pitch number 35, Danny Soretti takes down and smothered by Rodriguez. Already two wild pitches in the frame, making sure that there wasn't a third. The corner infielders are closest. At third base, Luke Mann is in on the baseline, stepping away from his bag right now and now backing up a touch. First baseman Will Simpson way off his line, toes toward the grass. The 1-0. Inside, two balls, no strikes on the switch hitting Whitecaps third baseman, Danny Soretti batting right. Sixth rounder 2 years ago. At third, Campos at second, goal, at first Lee, 2-0 West Michigan with one out. And the pitch. That grabs the outside corner. Strike called. Soretti checked in with the home plate umpire Shears. Let's just say shadow zone. Middle infielders, Anales at shortstop, Yamauchi at second, looking for the double play. Johnston misses inside. Two balls and a strike. So you got the shadow zone on one side of the plate, but not on the other.
No double shadows here.
No. 3-1 the count on Soretti. Josh Crouch waiting on deck. And the pitch. Fouled straight back. And the ricochet. And both bat boys looked at one another, and from the third base side, the bat boy collects. The count is full on Danny Soretti. Patrick Lee at first base, speedy. The fastest, though, is Campos at third. Base is loaded. Payoff. Down low, ball four. And Johnston walks in the third Whitecaps run. To first base Soretti, to second base Lee, to third base Gold, and Campos is in. It's 3-0 West Michigan.
Well, he just can't locate right now. I don't know what they're going to do here. This, the feel for Johnston, he's just nibbling. He's right around the plate. It seems like that fastball is the only thing that is every once in a while hitting, but here we are. It's a 40 pitch first inning, and 19 have been in the zone for strikes.
That's a long conversation for CJ Rodriguez. I wonder if they're just making sure that Garrett Irvin is ready to come in at this point. 40 pitches for Will Johnston.
Usually we see once it gets past 30, that's it for the starter in one inning. Trying to let him go here, but...
And here comes Craig Conklin. So they bought Garrett Irvin a couple more warm-up pitches. And old number 11 is going to have his number called upon. And the top of the first inning on this Sunday Capital City Market Kids Day. Fly out, infield single, walk, walk, single, walk, walk. Only one instance of hard contact. But Will simply did not have his location this afternoon.
Just couldn't find it. It happens. It's a tough game. And, man, if you could have watched him on Tuesday, through three innings, he was excellent. He shut down this lineup. And it seems like that last inning, Jesse, where he gave up the big half inning to the Whitecaps may have carried over to his start today.
Well, the last time that we saw Garrett Irvin in the game pitching against these Whitecaps, he was looking highly effective. Go back 2 days ago. He fired the eighth and the ninth innings, and he did so perfectly. Set down all six batters that he faced. Three flyouts, one lineout, one groundout, and one swinging strikeout. Josh Crouch was in the order that day. Crouch flied out to right field. Will be Crouch, and then Dom Johnson. The 8 and 9 batters in the Whitecaps order. Luke Gold at third, Patrick Lee at second, Danny Ceretti at first. Garrett Irvin makes his 20th appearance of the year. 22 innings, 27 strikeouts. There was a time this year where Irvin was taking his lumps, but he seems to have stabilized things. It's been tough for the relievers this year, and just talking to Garrett and trying to get that regular work with the tandem pitching system. There have been series where maybe he sees one appearance, maybe he sees a couple. Here's the second appearance against the Whitecaps. So from one lefty to the other. The batter, Josh Crouch. Ceretti, Lee, and Gold surrounding Irvin. One out, three runs in. And the pitch. Rocketed deep to left. That ball is down for a base hit, and it hops off the fence. Gold scores. Lee scores to third base. Ceretti on the double by Josh Crouch, who wasted no time. A two-run, two-bagger. And a 5-0 Whitecaps lead. Just dropped the barrel of the bat down upon it and picks up his 6th double and his 14th and 15th runs batted in this season.
Josh Crouch, 5 for 27 in the month of June, and he went hunting on that first pitch, and West Michigan has blown this thing open.
Here's Dom Johnson, and the infielders are creeping in. The pitch breaks in there for a called strike. That reminded me of yesterday when Bennett Lee had the 3-run double in the 9th inning. West Michigan Whitecaps catchers noted more for their defense than their offense, with big swings. Strike one, toss, swing and a miss. Strike two. It was Dom Johnson whom Garrett Irvin struck out swinging 2 nights ago. That is 7 consecutive Whitecaps who have reached base since the leadoff flyout. 0-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Irvin powered the fastball by him on the inner third. And out number 2.
Well, and it was one simple change, right? He went fastball to open up the at-bat with Crouch. Crouch doubles it. He says, you're not getting one of those on this first pitch. Got the breaking ball in there, got ahead, and then went right to work.
Jim Jarvis flied out to right field to open up the ball game. You never want to make the first and the third outs in the same inning. The pitch, breaking ball outside. Did that cross up C.J. Rodriguez?
Oh, looked like it. He slid a little awkwardly to his left.
Clearly no, right? Because no changing of the signs, no meeting on the mound. Right back to work. At second, Crouch. At third, Ceretti. 5-0 Caps. That ball went offering.
That's right in there. Fastball for a called strike one.
You know, maybe Jesse felt, well, yeah, that makes sense. My signs weren't very clear on that pitch. I'll just readjust.
There's the story of a Boston Red Sox catcher named Johnny Peacock who put down the signals and then forgot which pitch he had called for. A 1-1. Down and away. You can imagine what happened. It was not a breaking ball. It was a fastball, and it hit him in the head and knocked him out.
Ugh.
Mm. And when they got him back and they took care of him, he said, it was on me. I forgot that I actually really did call for a fastball. A 2-1. Bounced foul at home. I think about all that a pitcher has in their mind, a catcher has in their mind. As you go through it, you're working on simplifying, but there's a lot going on out there. And especially with that pitch clock, everything speeds up. The less thinking, the better, right? Jim Jarvis fully choked up on the bat. 2-2 pitch. Driven down the left side, but foul. He was late.
What's that thing that Yoda said? There is no try, do or do not. That's what you want, right?
I mean, Yoda said a lot. That little Muppet was talking. Love to talk.
Getting free rides in the Dagobah system,
too. Oh, man, messing with Luke. Second and third, two gone. A 2-2. Check swing down and away on appeal. Didn't go. Good block by Rodriguez. 3 balls and 2 strikes. You know, Adam, with the new crowd microphone, we get to hear all the chatter from down below.
We sure do. Some unhappy campers down there on that pitch.
It's ready, leading away from third, clapping his hands. Crouch away from second. Space open. Payoff from Irvin. Jarvis takes ball 4. Reload the bases. So here's Seth Stevenson. He singled. He scored the first run of this thus far 5-run rally. Lefty to righty. Inside, and it hit him. And that forces in a 6th run. So Danny Cerretti crosses. Josh Crouch, a very slow walk over to third. Jim Jarvis walks up to second. Whitecaps have all the time in the world, huh? And here comes Max Anderson. 6-0 West Michigan in the top of the first inning. Anderson drew a walk and scored a run. The pitch. A breaking ball bounced up the third base side but foul. Stevenson at first, Jarvis at second, Crouch at third. Seth Stevenson, by the way, hit by a pitch for the 14th time this year. He leads the Whitecaps by a considerable margin. And 0-1. That's low.
You think about leading off Seth Stevenson, Jesse, if you're West Michigan? I mean, the guy gets on base. He steals the most bags. Getting hit by pitches.
Well, Jim Jarvis only just got here. This is only game number 21. A 1-1 coming. Line drive center field. Brian Wellboss in. It falls for a base hit. 2 runs scored. A throw-in is cut. 2-run single from Max Anderson, moving Stevenson up to second. And now it's 8-0 West Michigan. Crouch and Jarvis cross. Max Anderson picks up his 41st and 42nd ribbies. And here comes the 13th batter of this top of the first inning, Roberto Campos. I think that Seth Stevenson has great leadership qualities. 8-0. Campos waits. Lefty to righty. Irvin offers. Missed inside. Ball one. Well, Campos drew a walk his first time up. There was just a game in the major leagues where the Toronto Blue Jays threw 70 pitches in a half inning. We're not there. But we're getting up there. Two on, two out. And Campos takes ball two. I believe that is now 17 pitches for Irvin after 40 pitches from Will Johnston. Anderson at first, Stevenson at second. Campos the cleanup hitter. Irvin's pitch, down and in, ball three. Rodriguez has been active.
It's just two guys that are struggling to find the zone. It's tough to watch. Unfortunately, they had lost last couple of days, and this is exactly what you didn't want to happen in West Michigan, just pouring it on.
Lansing will still get some time to bat. Ground ball foul left side. Campo swinging on 3-0. That was actually a pretty darn good pitcher's pitch from Irvin, a fastball at the knees on the inside corner. Tied him up. It was not a very comfortable stroke. And hang on. The acting pitching coach, Dave Burba, the manager, Craig Conklin, and the head athletic trainer, Noah Huff, are heading out for a look at Garrett Irvin. Well, with great respect to Noah, who's a wonderful guy, we prefer not to see him out on the field during the game. Talking to Garrett, something not feeling right. Luke Mann, the third baseman, just checked in with the catcher, C.J. Rodriguez. Casey Yamauchi, I think, is closer than anybody else. The second baseman sticking his head right in there and listening as Noah's talking to Garrett. They already snuck a peek out to the bullpen. And down in the bullpen, a couple of relievers are getting themselves ready just in case, but Garrett will stay in. We are scheduled to see Blaise Pontes as a tandem reliever, but Adam, if all had gone according to plan, that wasn't until the fifth or the sixth inning.
Well, that process might be sped up, although this first inning has been mighty slow.
The tough thing, too, is usually Mondays are off days. Tomorrow is not going to be an off day. Tomorrow, Fort Wayne comes in for the first of three here, the first of six straight overall. 3-1 pitch to Roberto Campos. 8-0 Whitecaps, 2-on, 2-out. Outside for ball four. And the bases are loaded once again. The starter, Will Johnston, walked four. That's the second walk given out by Garrett. Campos to first, Anderson to second, Stevenson to third. Well, Luke Gold is one for one with an RBI single and a run scored. The slugger on the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Need one more out to close this top of the first inning that has seen the Whitecaps score eight runs. It's the 14th batter of the frame. 62nd pitch of the inning. Misses for a ball. Down it in. One from the southpaw, Irvin, out of Arizona. Hit up in the air, but twisting foul off the right side. Out of play. And dropping down into the bleachers. Luke Gold out of Boston College. Great athletic family. Do you remember Charles Hall, Adam?
Yes, sir. How could I forget Captain Hook?
Yeah, he started Tusculum. And Luke Gold's father played baseball at Tusculum. And Luke's sister, Anna, two-time All-ACC in softball with Duke, with 19 homers. That was your sophomore year. 1-2 pitch. Gold cues it foul right side. Oh, by the way, Luke hits pretty well himself. Last year, at 6 homers, 13 doubles for Lakeland. After in 2022, the Tigers drafted him 147th overall out of BC. two-time All-ACC first team with the Eagles. Base is loaded, two outs, 1-2 pitch. A ground ball foul down the third base side. Would you say that Seth Stevenson just skipped rope?
I would say yes, he did. That's, to my knowledge, part of the definition. But
yeah. Right over the top of that grounder.
Five more pitches till we get to 70, Jesse, but who's counting?
Garrett Irvin with the sign set at the belt. 1-2 pitch to Luke Gold. Got him swinging.
Hey!
And thus concludes the top of the first inning. A 34-minute top of the first inning. West Michigan scores 8. They strand 3. Let's go to the bottom of the first. The Lugnuts are coming up against the lefty Joe Miller.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Joe Miller's taken to the mound. West Michigan tallied 8 times in the top of the first. And now here come the Lugnuts. It's Johnny Butler, Danny Bautista Jr., and Aribiel Anales against the West Michigan southpaw Miller. The second start of the series, his 9th start overall with the Whitecaps. He lets it fly, and Johnny Barrows takes a called strike on the outside corner. The Whitecaps defensively line up with Josh Crouch as the catcher, Luke Gold at first, Max Anderson at second, Jim Jarvis at short, Danny Cerretti at third. 0-1, swing and a miss, strike two. I was distracted by the home plate umpire, Alex Shears. In the outfield, Seth Stevenson's in left, Dom Johnson in right, and in between them, it's Roberto Campos, manning center. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa, and this is an 0-2. Outside corner, strike three called. And Butler's down watching. One away for Danny Bautista Jr.
What the heck is Joe Miller doing for his teammates to get this kind of run support back-to-back games? He got a 7-run second on Tuesday, which at that time were the most runs West Michigan had scored in a half inning. And then he tops it today with 8 in the first.
Strike one called, outside corner to Danny Bautista Jr.
I mean, what is this dude buying for his guy? Is he getting him dinner every night or what?
I think they like him. Nothing wrong with being a popular teammate. 0-1. Ground ball foul up the left side. 5 pitches, 5 strikes. 8-0 West Michigan. But you said it. How many of his teammates are gone? We could use that kind of run support, too. Takes the edge off when you take to the mound. Before you've even thrown your first pitch, you're up by 8. 0-2 pitch, up and in. Not so immaculate anymore. Close shave, Danny Bautista Jr. Back on June the 8th, 1989, Adam, the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Philadelphia Phillies were playing in Philly. Do you know this game? 1-2. That missed for ball two.
I'm just going to go on a limb here and say that there was a long first inning.
Jim Rooker was calling the game for the Pirates, and the Pirates scored 10 runs in the top of the first inning. Barry Bonds hit a three-run homer. Break even, 2-2. Butt off the hands, foul off the right side. And Jim Rooker, on the air, as the Phillies came to bat, said, if we don't win this one, I don't think I'd want to be on that plane ride home. Matter of fact, if we lose this game, I'll walk back to Pittsburgh. 2-2. Fouled back. And they went from being up 10-0 in the top of the first inning. They lost the game 15-11.
That's tough.
So, yes, he did eventually make that walk. 2-2. Strike three called. Danny down watching. Two outs on two strikeouts looking for Joe Miller.
That'd be on the great KDKA airwaves?
I believe so. They postponed the walk until after the season. But yes, 300 miles plus 480 kilometers from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh. Jim Rooker on the walk. The walk home. Hey, Rebilanales. The pitch. Way outside. Would you like to make any guarantees here and now with the Lugnuts down 8-0?
If the Lugnuts don't come back to win this game, well, it'll be a shame.
Joe Miller's pitch. Adelaide's chased it up and out. One ball, one strike.
But you know, we'll be back here again tomorrow, so.
We will. No need to walk to Grand Rapids. The break even 1-1. Poked foul off the right side. Ball and two strikes on Angeles. Joe Miller's out there filling the zone. And you've got Angeles. I think he's been a bit over eager here. A rebound with the knees bent. The open stance. The pitch. A ground ball on the left side. Shortstop Jarvis accepts. The throw. Got him at first. Side up and side down. Perfect fashion from Miller and the Whitecaps D. And we're going to the second from Lansing, Michigan. The Whitecaps 8, the Lugnuts nothing.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents, we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
And now the broadcaster's gamble as we go to the top of the second inning. Is there enough space in the second inning column to score this Whitecaps at bat? After West Michigan sent 14 batters up there on the first and scored 8. 8-0 Whitecaps. Lefty Garrett Irvin lets it fly. Patrick Lee rips the first pitch deep to left center field. That ball is hauled in by Brian Guelabas. One pitch and one gone.
Well, how about that? Brian Guelabas has been covering a lot of ground out here the last couple of days. Back-to-back catches, one sliding to his right, the other sliding in yesterday, nearly had a double play. Plays a great center field.
There's Danny Cerretti. There is action now in the Lansing pen. The southpaw offers. And Cerretti takes a called strike in the inside corner. ready, the former North Carolina Tar Heel. And the pitch. It missed. I know, Adam, but it missed. Let's call it a little low, a little off the outside corner. Danny Cerretti drew a bases-loaded walk in the first. He fouls this pitch back into the screen, and the count is 1-2. I wonder with Cerretti, as he calls for time. So he's wearing the light blue batting gloves. Are those Carolina blue batting gloves? The white caps with the colors, it's the darker blue and the lighter blue. 1-2. A bouncer hit down toward third. Short hop, pick man, fires to first, got him. Two outs.
That dude's pretty special over there at third base. He hits everything that is hit at him, it seems like, and it just depends on the speed of the runner if he can throw him out or not.
To my mind, it's really about how in control he is. Josh Crouch steps in, two outs, nobody on. And the line drive, caught by the shortstop, Anales. That is a brisk top of the second inning for Garrett Irvin. Let's go to the bottom half. Whitecaps 8, Lugnuts nothing.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Will Simpson to come up to lead off the bottom of the second inning. His Lugnuts down 8-0 to the West Michigan Whitecaps. Simpson, Guelbas, and Mann against the left-hander Joe Miller. That was a perfect first for Miller. His first pitch of the second. Simpson takes a called strike. Fastball rifled across the inside corner at 90 miles an hour. Another good couple of swings yesterday for Will. The 0-1. Whacked foul on a line off the right side. Number one for Simpson. He drew another walk yesterday. His 46th walk of the year. Also collected another base hit. The big man, 6'4", 225 pounds, out of the University of Washington. A two-strike pitch. Inside. Miller deals off the outside corner. So he got out in front, tried to fit that fastball in, then get Will to chase the changeup. No, sir. And from 0-2 to 2-2. The Lugnuts first baseman waits. A break even. Swing and a miss. He got him with a fastball. Third strikeout for Miller. One away in the second. Well, before there were so many clouds that were layering the sky right above the field that we couldn't even see the blue sky. But now those clouds are breaking up. They're lovely and cumulus, and we've got that blue sky peeking through on a beautiful Sunday afternoon in Lansing. 8-0 Whitecaps. Miller's pitch. Ryan Guelbas gets under it. Out in the right field, Dom Johnson down the line loses his cap. Johnson makes the catch.
He reached the foul line, then he started to come in. He took that turn. Now the right fielder puts away the Lugnut center fielder. Two gone.
It's almost like the line right there was like the OB line in golf, and if you cross over it, the catch isn't going to count because he, yeah, you said it, trailed right up the line, tiptoeing to make sure that was in fair territory when he grabbed it.
I was thinking an invisible fence at a house. Here's Luke Mann, lefty to lefty, two outs, nobody on. He takes ball one, low and away. Joe Miller pitching carefree after his teammate scored 8 runs in the top of the first inning. A knocked out Lugnut starter, Will Johnston. Miller's 1-0. Mann swings and misses. In the Lugnuts pen, right-hander Blaise Pontes is warming for the third inning. So credit Garrett Irvin. Though there was more damage in the top of the first, he got through it, and then he pitched a perfect second. Miller throws. Bent it outside. 2 balls and a strike on Mann. So Luke Mann, left-handed hitting third baseman. Adam, we've already seen his great defense. He has a dangerous bat. 2-1. Check swing, and the home plate umpire Shearer said that he went. Strike two. Mann in this series, though, he's 2-for-17. West Michigan's pitched him well.
Well, the other thing, too, Jesse, he's a guy with great extra base hit pop. He's got no extra base hits in his last 9 games.
2-2. Strike three called on the outside corner. Miller locked him up. Strikes out his 4th. 2 perfect frames for Joe Miller. Onward to the third inning. Adam Jackson will return with the call. Lugnuts down for Whitecaps, 8-0.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Hello there on a sunny Sunday, the final day in June, the 30th, 2024, and it is all West Michigan. They are up 8-0 after an 8-run, 4-hit, 6-walk first inning, where they brought 14 batters to the plate. Here's Blaise Pontes to start us in the third. Whacked up in the air, first base side, that's foul, strike one to Dom Johnson. Well, Blaise has struggled this year, the 6-foot-195-pound 24-year-old out of Hawaii, but he has been much better in this reliever role. 0-1 pitch, that's foul back, 0-2. As his starter, the ERA sits up over 13, but as a reliever, it sits under 4.5. So he feels more comfortable in this spot. We'll see if that stays true today. 0-2. Lifted out to shallow right field towards the line. Masterman coming over, foul territory, and that one heads over for the stairs down the right field line. Dom Johnson has struggled in this series, 3-for-17, and now after a strikeout in the first, 9 strikeouts, which puts him at 14 strikeouts in his last 9 games. Batting average sits just above .210. Ready, ready matchup. Pontes kicks and throws home. That's fouled back, heading towards the sweeps up here, takes a bounce, and back down to the concourse it goes. And Look at that. Two young boys running after it. One of them comes up with it. The pitch lifted out to left field, but Butler to his left now slides forward, and he makes the catch. Boy, that one played tricks on him. He moved to his left, and then it completely dropped out of the air. And he pushed forward, came through with it for the first out of the third. Nice catch by Johnny Butler. All right, so back to the top of the card we go for the third time already in the third inning. 8-0 West Michigan leading. If they win today, they win the series. Jarvis the lefty climbs in. Here's the righty's throw. Fastball shoots in at 93, middle, strike one. Jarvis, two at-bats in that first inning. Fly out and a walk. The pitch, fastball, bottom of the zone. Check that, that's the changeup there. And it's 0-2. Pontes throws, up high. Blaze works a four-seam fastball, two-seam fastball, slider, sweeper, and that changeup that we just saw. Diagonally standing, the 1-2 pitch. Down low, two balls, two strikes. Pontes' last outing, three innings, 10 hits, nine runs against these Whitecaps on Tuesday. 2-2 pitch. Line drive hit back to the left of second. Angeles has it in shallow center. Sidearm to first, it's in time. Two outs.
Because in general, Blaze works to contact. It's all about his defense. And we saw Johnny Butler make a great play at left. And there is Angeles right up to the middle of the diamond. You just tell Blaze, don't put your right hand up there to try to knock it down. That's your throwing hand.
And now here comes Seth Stevenson. Two outs, base is clear, top three. The pitch, right-hander takes the slider away. Well, the one thing that Blaze is doing as well, he's throwing strikes, getting ahead of these Whitecap hitters. 1-0. It's a bouncing ball to the right of second. Yamauchi to his right has it, throws a little high. Simpson rises, he's got it at first. And a 1-2-3 third after a 1-2-3 second. So Nuts pitching better here as we head to the bottom of the third. 8-0 West Michigan.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, include an easy-to-use at-home test. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Well, the sun has come out today. Now at the ballpark, as we're just past 2 o'clock in the Eastern time zone, 8-0 West Michigan. Sun shined down on them in that long first inning where they got all eight runs on four hits and five walks with 14 batters coming to the plate. Lansing has yet to get a base runner. Four strikeouts against Joe Miller, the lefty. See if the Nuts can get anything going, beginning with Cameron Masterman. Lefty-righty matchup with the Sun lighting up Jackson Field. The pitch, fastball, bottom of the zone, strike one. Masterman playing in his third game this week. He's 0-for-8 in the series. Couple of walks, though. Does have four strikeouts. The pitch on the ground over towards short. Low bouncing for Jarvis. Has it. Throws down the run. Head high. It's caught by Gold. One down. CJ Rodriguez, Casey Yamauchi, the other two to come up in this third inning. In that Tuesday performance, for Miller, this third inning was the second time through the card where he gave up the couple of runs. The pitch, this is on the ground, foul to the left of Craig Conklin in the third base box. He went three innings, did Miller, gave up five hits, three runs all earned with a walk and three strikeouts. That was that crazy 15-9 West Michigan win in the series opener. 0-1. Breaking ball outside, 1-1. Miller was drafted by the Tigers in the 11th round in the 2022 draft out of Hatboro, PA. The pitch, Rodriguez takes it a little bit lower inside. Looked like it was right on the black there. May have been tough for Alex Shears to get because Crouch didn't place it. Favorable call, 2-1 for Rodriguez. The pitch, bouncing ball fair, third base side, backs up Soretti. He's got it, long throw to first. Short jump from Gold, but he lands back on the pillow, two outs.
With Luke Gold, just like Will Simpson for the Lugnuts, you've got that big target over there at first.
It certainly helps out. Gives you a wide range of where you can throw the baseball, and you just have to get it in the vicinity. Okay, here comes Casey Yamauchi. 8-0 West Michigan, bottom three. Miller's pitch. Right down the chute, strike one. Well, if he can get through Yamauchi, that'll be perfect. One time through the card. Eight up and eight down so far. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball hangs up. 1-1.
An 8-run top of the first inning really does take the edge off.
Yeah, I'd say so. Tuesday, he's going, what took you guys so long? It took him until the second to get 7. 1-1. Reached on, high hopped over towards first. Weakly hit, Gold charges, flips it over, and it falls out of the mitt of Miller. Yamauchi falls down face first, and he is holding his left leg and ankle, and he is in some severe pain down the first base side. Fist pounding into the grass, and they are looking at that ankle, it looks like, for Yamauchi. Noah Huff is out there. That's what Yamauchi does best. He has five hits in this series. He puts it in play, and he's got great speed, but I wonder if he got tangled up there with Joe Miller on what was a very close play at first base.
Remember, they increased the size of the bases to try to help there be more space for the fielder to put a foot down and the runner to put a foot down.
You're hoping maybe it's just a collision that hurts right away and then it's okay. Hopefully it's nothing more than that. And certainly no intent. I mean, that's just Miller trying to get over there and Gold trying to flip it to him. And it's right at the first base side where Miller was trying to catch it. He fumbled the baseball, so then he's looking at the baseball, not looking at Yamauchi. And Yamauchi, it's his right leg. Actually, it didn't hit Miller. I think it just hit on a weird angle of the edge of the outside of first base.
Adam, I think he sprains his left ankle after he crosses the bag. With the ball right there, I think he stepped on the ball.
He did, yeah, he stepped on the ball. So he is gingerly favoring, yeah, that left foot. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. The ball popped out of the mitt of Miller, and then it was rolling in foul territory where Yamauchi was trying to run to avoid running into Miller, and he ends up stepping right on the baseball. And unfortunately, Yamauchi will have to come out. They do give Casey a single, so he exits with a single. That his sixth hit of the series. It'll be his last, though, as he heads out. And now Jose Escorche, who just got called back up, is in to run for him. So that is the first Lansing Lugnut base runner and base hit of the game. So two outs back to the top of the card. Here's Johnny Butler, 8-0 West Michigan. The pitch. Miller misses just a touch inside, ball one. It's unfortunate for Yamauchi. It was a quick sprint for Miller, too, and good that he's all right. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. It's always tricky over there when you get that close play. The pitcher is sprinting, the base runner is sprinting. And those bases are bigger, but they're still pretty small in diameter for two guys trying to get there at the same time. 1-1. Ground ball foul, first base side, 1-2.
I think that bat is done.
You would be correct.
But such a fluke play that because Miller couldn't handle the toss, the ball is sitting there, and Casey steps on it. An utterly fluke play.
And you hate to see that happen, too. And it looked like Yamauchi was going to beat it out if that ball was caught. So imagine that. Ball's caught. There's no type of entanglement between the two. And Yamauchi doesn't step on the baseball. Shoot, even Yamauchi, if he wasn't out, and the ball, or if he was out and the ball was caught, I think he would take that because he's not out of the game. But unfortunately, his left ankle got caught up with the ball. 1-2 pitch. Low and outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Butler 5-for-19 in this series. Average sitting just below 300 in the month of June. OBP at 400. 7 doubles, 3 triples, 9 driven in this month. 2-2. Popped up. Edge of the bat, he sends it out to left field. Jarvis is out the shortstop, and he's running parallel to the baseline, makes the catch towards the left field line, and there is the third and final out. So imagine it'll be a straight switch with Escorche going to second for Yamauchi. We'll find out when we return. 8-0 West Michigan after 3.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination. Our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
To nothing, West Michigan leads as we head to the fourth inning here at Jackson Field. It is the series finale, but not to fret, we will continue playing baseball here tomorrow, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Max Anderson steps in, first pitch. That's down low, ball one. Well, if you're trying to catch some baseball in Lansing, pitch home. That's down low, 2 balls, no strikes. This is 6 of 9, the home game, the home stand here because of July 4th and the week. No off day tomorrow. 2-0 pitch. That's outside. 3 balls, no strikes from Pontes to Anderson. So we will play tomorrow through Saturday, and then we will have back-to-back off days. The pitch, outside, ball 4. Pontes had thrown 12 pitches. 9 had been in the zone in that first inning. He misses with 4 straight in this fourth inning, and Anderson is having himself a day. He has reached for the third time with 2 walks, had the 2-run single as his second at bat in the first. You're just joining us. That's where West Michigan got all 8 of their runs, knocking out Will Johnston, who got just an out. The pitch on the ground, foul, third base side. So a lot of baseball, and this kind of feels how it used to be before they changed up the schedule in 2021. That was the first year they went to the 6 games in 7 days with the mandatory off day every Monday. 0-1 pitch. That's down low, 1-1. So before that, and we've had that schedule the last few years, 21, 22, 23, and now 24, where it's 6 days in one city off day Monday, and then you're in the same city or off on the road. 1-1 pitch, cued back, foul. So now we'll go back to started on Tuesday, playing through Sunday, and then we will play Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday against Fort Wayne here in Lansing, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday at Fort Wayne. 1-2. Down low, throw back to first. Anderson there in time. So next Sunday, a week from today, will be the first off day for the Nuts in a couple of weeks, and then they will get back to their regularly scheduled Monday off day, and then Tuesday the Nuts will be in Lake County to start that six-game set. Do you follow all that? 2-2 pitch. That's down low. 3-2. But again, that is more traditional of the major league schedule and what minor league baseball used to do, where it was three-game series, and you had off days only a handful throughout the entire season. 3-2 pitch. Popped up, shallow center field. Out goes the second baseman. This is Jose Escorche, and he makes the catch, twisting around, reaching out his arm last second. And there is the baseball finding the newest member for the Nuts defense. He takes over a straight switch for Casey Yamauchi, who left after that baseball hit his leg. All right, so here comes Luke Gold. The pitch, that's down low, 1-1. Lansing off to a slower start here in the second half. 2-6, West Michigan, they are flying out of the gates. Trying to improve to 7-2, 1-0. Bouncing ball, that's foul, third base side. West Michigan opened up with three straight wins against Dayton. Lansing gave them their two losses this week, but they're on track to win this series 4-2, and then head home to take on Great Lakes, who only has a couple of wins to start the second half. Whitecaps could build themselves a nice little lead to open up half number two after next week. 1-1 pitch. That's inside, 2-1. And that is assuming that they hang on today. They're up 8-0, though, thanks to their largest half inning all season, an 8-run first. 2-1 pitch. Bouncing ball, foul, third base side.
Well, you know what all the talk had been surrounding these West Michigan Whitecaps. When is Max Clark coming? When is Kevin McGonigal coming up from Lakeland?
Well, can you imagine what those two would add to this offense?
That's what I'm thinking.
2-2 pitch. Checked it. He came around, though. Gold couldn't hold up. Second strikeout. Pontes has his first strikeout. All right, so Patrick Lee steps in. Now, the other thing that West Michigan is probably saying, can we keep Jackson Jope here a little longer? The pitch. Fastball is in there to Lee. Strike one.
Got bad news for them.
So you're saying no. No is the answer there. He's probably heading up to Erie rather soon. 0-1 pitch. Oh, that skips in front of home plate, and then it bounces behind, and C.J. Rodriguez takes himself on a little journey around the warning track and ends up scooping it up in front of West Michigan's dugout, third baseline. So on the wild pitch, Anderson up to second base.
Chased it right around the clock.
My goodness. And clockwise at that. So runner at second, two outs. West Michigan hasn't scored since that lengthy first inning. It's been two shutdown innings. Pontes trying to keep it that way. The pitch. Inside corner. Pretty pitch at the bottom of the zone. 91 on the gun. 1-2 on Patrick Lee.
We talk about for each of these players, what's it supposed to look like? Where do things go wrong? This is how it's supposed to look for Blaze.
1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him to chase down low on the off speed. And Pontes is cruising. The Lugnuts pitching has settled in for three straight innings. They've put up zeros. We head to the last of the fourth. Trivia time when we return. 8-0, West Michigan.
My name is Luis Fonsi. A lot of people don't know enough about Alzheimer's. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to get help. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at alz.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Off to the bottom of the fourth we go. It's all West Michigan. They're up 8-0. Lansing has mustered just one infield hit against Joe Miller. Second time this week they've seen him. Much better the first time around. Here's Danny Bautista Jr. swings through the breaking ball. Strike one. Bautista Jr., one of the four strikeout victims for Miller, the lefty, out of Penn. Throws home. That's in there, inside corner, fastball at 90, strike two. He is out of Penn, but he did not come from the Penn. He started the game. That checks out, right? 0-2, that's popped up, first base side. Johnson coming over the right fielder, loses his cap, foul territory, and he runs into the wall, and he makes the catch. What a grab right there, just in front of the Lugnuts bullpen. He was fearless going in there. Great grab to end Bautista's at bat. So here comes Arribio Angeles. Black Sox pulled up today. White pants tucked under the knees. The pitch home. That's fouled off the top of the netting. Strike one. Usually we see Angeles have those pants scrunched down to his ankles, but showing off the black socks today and showing off the red, white, and black Nikes. The pitch, down low, one ball, one strike. 8-0 West Michigan, bottom of the fourth. So Miller is out of Penn, a Quaker. Penn Quaker, where he played collegiately. Pitch home. This is on the ground right at the second baseman, Anderson, shaded to the left. Up with it, throws to first, two outs. All right, here comes Will Simpson, and we'll see if we can sneak in our trivia question for you here in this fourth inning. Simpson digs in, two outs, base is clear, 8-0 West Michigan. Lefty-righty matchup, the pitch. That's fouled off. Your trivia question is, how freaking great is Jacob Wilson? Oh, no, just kidding. But seriously, though, that guy's been on fire.
You got me.
Our trivia question today is, how many straight games has Lansing, the most that Lansing has won at home in their franchise history? What's the longest home winning streak for the Nuts? The pitch, this is lifted out to shallow right field. Johnson timing it up, now comes in. This is a much easier catch for him in fair territory, and he makes it for the third and final out. So, how many straight wins has Lansing had at one time at home in their franchise history? Jay Goldstress at LansingLugnuts.com is the email. We will head to the fifth. Jesse Goldberg Strassler with the play-by-play when we return 8-0 West Michigan.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg Strassler.
Blaise Pontes today working in tandem relief has worked two hitless, scoreless innings. And he starts up the fifth inning, his Lugnuts trailing the West Michigan Whitecaps 8-0. If you missed it, West Michigan scored 8 runs in the top of the first inning. Top of the fifth, number 7 hitter Danny Cerretti takes a called strike from Pontes across the outside corner. First pitch changeup. He winds and throws. Mashed out high to right field. Masterman's on the run. Over his head, one hopping the wall. Cerretti heads for second base. Masterman fires it in. It's a stand-up double for Danny Cerretti. It's his first hit of today's game. Cerretti coming off a day in which he reached 5 times, including a double to left center yesterday. Here's a double to right center for his 10th double of the year. So he's in scoring position for Josh Crouch. That is just the 5th hit of the ballgame for West Michigan. Now Crouch had a double, a 2-run double in that 8-run first inning. Righty-righty, nobody out. On the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. Fastball by him before he could get around. At the Whitecaps bullpen, action. Christopher Maloney is warming up. Second baseman Escorche cheating to his right up the middle. First baseman Simpson is off his line. Here's the pitch. A line drive caught by the leaping Anales at short. He ranged to his left. He stabbed at his glove and he speared it. Out number one. Difficult play. Cerretti back to second. One gone. Hey, Rebiel Anales is 5 feet 11 inches tall. And he had to reach out to the fullest extent. That baseball was nearly by him. Now Dom Johnson. The home plate umpire Alex Shears cleans off the plate. Usually you see the umpire break out the whisk broom. He was using his feet. Righty-righty. Dom Johnson. 8-0 Whitecaps. The pitch. Bouncing in. What a job by C.J. Rodriguez. Grabbed it. Gave a look. Cerretti back to second. This game has settled into a rhythm after that 8-run initial frame. Garrett Irvin, a perfect second. And Blaise Pontes beginning in the third. He's looked good. He deals. Swing and a miss. Ball and a strike. In the third inning, a line out by Johnson. And that was followed by groundouts by Jarvis and Stevenson. And then in the fourth inning, after Pontes issued a leadoff walk to Max Anderson, Campos popped out, and then he struck out both Luke Gold and Patrick Lee. Now here in the fifth inning, a leadoff double by Cerretti, with a lineout by Crouch, and now he plunks Johnson. So first and second for West Michigan.
one man out. Top of the order, Jim Jarvis coming up. Lugnut's defense rotates with a left-handed batter. Second baseman Escorche back to his left. Shortstop Anjelez right up the middle. Luke Mann, the third baseman, signaling. Ball got away from the West Michigan pen. So the left fielder Johnny Butler over to pick it up and fire it right back over. Around the rest of the Midwest League, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps are right now one hitting Dayton. They're in the bottom of the sixth inning, and the Tin Caps are leading 5-0. Lake County Captains, meanwhile, are pulverizing Great Lakes 8-3, bottom of the fourth. The pitch to Jim Jarvis. That's down and away. Adam, you know I've enjoyed this running gag of Lake County taking Great Lakes' lunch. Calhouns have lost four in a row. Oh, an offering. A ground ball chopped to second. Escorche grabs, feeds on the lace one. Turn it to first. In time. 4-6-3 on the double play. Retiring the side. A double and an HBP. One man left. No runs for Pontes. And a third consecutive scoreless inning. Halfway to the house. Whitecaps 8, Lugnuts nothing.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Imagine a world where you're not afraid to go to school.
To ride the bus.
To walk to your locker.
To turn on your computer. To be yourself.
A world where you do not have to fear being alone.
Where you don't feel weak.
Or embarrassed.
Or scared.
You have the power to stop the abuse.
Speak up. Speak out.
You can make a difference.
It's your voice.
How will you use it?
Make your voice heard. Go to OKToSay.com.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Welcome to the ballgame, Christopher Maloney. As we go to the bottom half of the fifth from Jackson Field. The West Michigan Whitecaps scored 8 runs in the top of the first inning. The snowman. And ever since that, just snowballs. Just zeros up there on the scoreboard for both squads. Lugnuts only have one hit so far. A Casey Yamauchi infield single that he was injured on and was removed due to precautionary reasons. Jose Escorche replacing him. It's been that sort of game for the Lugnuts. 5-6-7 batters in Guabas, Mann, and Masterman. Against the new reliever, Christopher Maloney, who deals. Down and away, ball one. There we go. Now Brian Buelbas flied out to right field his first time. And Joe Miller went 4 scoreless, 1 hit innings. Maloney to the plate. A ground ball pushed on the right side. Anderson to his left picks it up. Over to first, 1 away. Now Luke Mann. So welcome into the fray, Christopher Maloney, out of Orange Park, Florida. The undrafted free agent signed in the pandemic era year when the draft was shortened to 5 rounds. Signed July the 7th, 2020. He's 25 years of age. Hang on a second. Luke Mann takes a ball, dad it in. All right, he's 26 years old, Adam. His birthday, June the 16th. Not updated yet on the roster.
We'll get it there.
We'll drop Dan a line. The ball and offering righty to lefty. Man swings and misses. 8-0 West Michigan. Luke Mann struck out looking his first time up against the starter Miller. One of 4 strikeouts. The 1-1. Dabbed in. Ball 2.
I enjoy when the sun comes out, Jesse. It's nice down there.
You and me both. On the very last day of June.
A 2-1 pitch and a fly ball pounded out to left field. Seth Stevenson's on the run. He stops. He catches it shy of the track. Two outs. Right now, if you check out the Lugnuts team leaders for the month of June, if you will turn to this page in your game notes, Will Simpson, playing in his 24th game today, leads the Lugnuts in games played. Johnny Butler has scored the most runs, a rebuild analyst, the most base hits. For a while there, Cameron Masterman was leading a lot of the stats. Here's Cam, righty to righty, and a strike called on the inside corner. My guess is, Adam, as we start looking at who the Lugnuts Booster Club is going to award the player of the month for June, that it might come down to Johnny Butler versus Avery Bielanjules. 0-1. Fly ball lifted out to deep left field. Back it goes. At the wall, it's gone! Cameron Masterman busts up the shutout. Home run number 6 this year. And the Nuts are on the board, down 8-1.
How about that swing? That's got to feel good. His first hit of the series. Lansing, they got one.
Whole side power. And now CJ Rodriguez, who takes a called strike on the inside corner. Fifth home run served up by Maloney. Two outs, nobody on. The pitch. Rodriguez lifts it out to right field. This is trouble. Long run, Dom Johnson. Lost his cap. Makes the sliding catch in foul ground. And that ends the inning. Boy, Dom Johnson has pulled off a couple of gems. But the Cameron Masterman home run has the Lugnuts on the scoreboard. Onward to the sixth. West Michigan leading 8-1.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Cameron Masterman's round tripper as the Lugnuts down 8-1 as we go to the sixth inning from Michigan Avenue in between Cedar Street and Larch Street and downtown Lansing. Blaise Pontes looks to continue to roll. Big picture, the Whitecaps lead 8-1. Smaller picture, Pontes has 3 scoreless innings of relief. He's only allowed 1 hit, 1 walk, 1 HBP. He lets it fly. Seth Stevenson takes a called strike. There's the forest, and then there's the trees. Pontes to the plate. Down and away. It is the sixth inning. We'll do some sixth inning slang coming up after this batter. Stevenson, Anderson, Campos, 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Seth Stevenson swings and chops it foul up the left side. Blaise Pontes, if you're unaware, last year was tremendous for Stockton. Single A ball. 39 appearances overall, one of them a spot start, and a 3.23 ERA. And this year has been much more of a struggle. But today's been good. 1-2. Popped up off the hands in the infield. Shortstop Anales makes the loping catch behind the mound. One away. Your sixth inning slang today is cackle clout.
What is a cackle clout in the world of baseball slang? Answer coming in the bottom half. Out of any kind of inkling whatsoever?
I have no idea.
Max Anderson takes a ball inside. A cackle clout. Anderson today has not been retired yet. A couple of walks and a two-run single. Righty to righty. Little lofter out to right field. Down for a base hit. He's on again. Masterman gave a look and then gets it into second. I think Ham had ambitions of throwing it into first base. But for Anderson, two walks and now two singles. Just like he was so good against Pontes and Will Johnston back on Tuesday. Here he is. More success today. So Blaise Pontes coming in had allowed 80 hits in 48 and two-thirds innings. The league batting .377 against him. Roberto Campos takes a ball low. Rodriguez came up to receive. The ERA for Blaise up to 9.99 after he allowed 9 runs and 10 hits in 3 innings last Tuesday. A 1-0 from Pontes. And that's in there for a called strike. And yet here's Blaise coming right back out against the team that scored the 2 runs against him in the first inning, and Anderson homered. The 7 runs against him in the third inning. And right now he's at 3 1/3, scoreless. His pitch, inside and low.
Cackle clout?
A cackle clout. Oh, you're still turning this over in your mind.
I'm trying to figure out even a guess for what this is.
Yeah, once you hear it, you'll go, well, of course. Hitters count on 2-1. Got it away. Whitecaps lead 8-1. Campos, their cleanup batter. He's walked a couple of times, and he's popped out to second. He scored one of the 8 first-inning runs. Pontes fires. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. I don't see, Adam, how a batter's supposed to hit that pitch. But that is boring down and in. You're better off just taking it and looking back at the umpire for some help. 3-2. 1-1 gone. Payoff. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Gave it right back to him. Ran it right at the body of Campos. And Pontes strikes at his third. And now Luke Gould. RBI single plus a strikeout in the very first inning. And when you're the number 5 hitter and you're batting twice in the first inning, you know something's happening. He takes a called strike to start. Change up.
Oh, yeah? Well, how many runs have they gotten since then, Jesse?
Not a single one. And how about the Lugnuts? One. On a Cameron Masterman 5th inning homer. Gold takes a ball low. So you could say,
in the game within the game, who's really winning the middle innings here?
When you were an athlete, did you believe in moral victories?
Absolutely not.
Okay. At first base, Max Anderson, 2 outs, 8-1 caps. The pitch. A ground ball on the left side. It's Luke Manfielding. Goes the short way to second as Scorche forces out Anderson. And there's 4 scoreless innings of relief for Blaise Pontes. Blazing right through. Let's go to the bottom of the 6th inning. Whitecaps 8. Lugnuts 1.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country, and tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Christopher Maloney continues. Second inning of work for the right-hander. His Whitecaps leading 8-1 over the Lansing Lugnuts. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here, Adam Jackson by my side. And Maloney ready to work to the 9-1 and 2 batters in the Lugnuts order. That means Jose Escorche followed by Butler and Batista. Righty to righty. Jose takes ball one outside. Escorche's first at bat of the ballgame. He replaced as a pinch runner. Casey Amauchi removed due to precautionary reasons after his infield single back in the third. The deal. A line drive toward short. One hops to Jarvis from the outfield grass. Wings it high to first base. And that baseball's out of play. Send Escorche up to second. Throwing error, Jim Jarvis.
Well, it's a long throw over there. He collected that a couple of steps into left field there, but still had time, and he just mailed it over the top there. Just couldn't get it right to goal at first base. So Lansing fortunate here to get two bags.
Here's Johnny Butler. Left-handed batter, third baseman Soretti is in. And Butler takes the ball low. With where Danny Soretti is playing, off the line and inside the baseline, I mean, that's preventing a bunt, right? Would you think that Johnny would drop down a bunt here? West Michigan saying, we're just trying to take that away from you. Butler swings away and missed it. One ball and one strike.
Now
they're backing up Soretti.
I was going to say, if he bunts, he's going to have to bunt it up the first baseline.
Yeah, it's one of those where you drop down a bunt, you better darn make sure you make it. Better be a base hit. Down 8-1 in the sixth. The 1-1. Swing and a miss, strike two.
Darn, I was going to say, now on that pitch, he should bunt. And after he backed up, little
that's
cat
right.
Mouse.
Well, the whole thing is you contrast the runs that you're down with the outs left in the game. Right now, Lansing still has 12 outs left, down by 7. So, 1-2, up and in. Eight-run top of the first inning for the Whitecaps that took 34 minutes. And ever since then, we've coasted right along. Cameron Masterman's home run last inning put the Nuts on the board, down 8-1. Maloney's 2-2. Butler lifts it up the left side. Third baseman's already out of real estate. Back into the crowd. And that brings me to our sixth inning slang. What is a cackle clout? Well, right out of the hen house, it's a foul ball. See, F-O-W-L, F-O-U-L. So that was a cackle clout right there. There's your sixth inning slang. 2-2. Fouled off. Cackle clouded off the left side over the rooftop.
Oh, we got a double cackle cloud, folks.
Yeah, we did. Now you know. Now you've got that piece of information to jam up in your brain.
I would have never, ever gotten that one.
A foul ball. Maloney to the plate. Up high. Ball three.
More importantly, Jesse, can I direct your attention to sibling rivalry on the third base dugout where it looks like young sister is pelting brother with the inflatable plastic hammer?
There are two inflatable hammers, one for each kiddo, and it's a mismatch.
Brother's gotten tired of it, so he's backed up, but it's been happening for the last 10 minutes here.
Full count pitch to Johnny Barrows. Up in the air on the right side of the diamond. Shortstop Jarvis taking charge. Jarvis with a catch halfway between first and second on the infield grass. One out. And now they're distracted because Big Lug is in the area. See, the tiny one has a pacifier, so no wonder it's a mismatch.
He's still bashing.
I see inflatable hammers throughout this ballpark. Big Lug has been given an inflatable hammer. I don't know if that's a good idea. Here's Danny Batista Jr. That goes all the way to the backstop and to third base, Jose Escorche. Wild pitch. One ball and no strikes and Danny Batista Jr.
Boy, that sounded awfully loud right into your living room there.
Right into the living room.
Isn't the plastic inflatable hammer much lighter for him after he was swinging around Thor's hammer last night?
You would think so. The 1-0. Fine shot right center field. That ball is down for a base hit, cut off by Dom Johnson. As Scorche scores, Johnson makes sure that Bautista Jr. only gets the single. He quickly gets it into second. But an RBI single at that for Danny Bautista Jr. And the Lugnuts are down 8-2.
Good twisting swing inside out right there from Danny Bautista Jr. Put it perfectly in the gap between Johnson and Campos. Nuts are making their way back.
That ball had some kind of slice back to right. If it doesn't, if it stays up the alleyway, that's two or three bases. As it is, here's Avery Bielanales, who takes a ball down and away. So Danny batting there in the two hole. Henry Bolte idle today, cheering on his teammates from the dugout. Trying to get the offense going, down by six in the bottom of the sixth inning. One on, one out. A 1-0. Fouled off at home. Rattles the catcher, Crouch. Oh, Josh Crouch.
Why is it only when he is back there that he gets pummeled?
It feels like Bennett Lee, things have been okay. Uh-oh, the hammer battle might be renewed.
Oh, we got a hammer throw. Oh, wow. She's got two targets down there.
Yeah. One ball, one strike, one out. Anales 0 for 2 with two groundouts. Christopher Maloney lets it fly. Foul the way right side. Cackle clouded for strike two.
I mean, seriously, if you're in rows two or three behind the West Michigan dugout, you got entertainment on the field and off the field right now. What a show this is.
It's a pitcher's count. And Anales takes a ball low. Two balls and two strikes. Bautista Jr. sidles his lead away from first, held on by Luke Gold. Second baseman Anderson up the middle. Maloney brings it. Ground ball shot toward short. Jarvis gets there with the dive to his left, but the shovel is too late to Anderson at second. Everybody is safe. Infield single, Aribiel Angeles. It's a great effort by Jim Jarvis at short.
It really is. Just for him to knock that down and stop it clean, very impressive. And then on his belly, just trying to flop it over there. But Anales got a good, Bautista Jr. got a good jump, got there in safe.
Just no mustard on that little flip. Will Simpson takes a ball low. Now things get interesting here. When it's 8-0 or 8-1 or 8-2, you can chuckle about. Simpson, so much power for the Lugnuts. Righty to righty. Off the hands, fisted up in the air. Second baseman Anderson backpedaling for the out. Just not high enough for an infield fly. Humpback line drive. Max Anderson takes out number two.
So you're saying we might need Creed to come in here?
Wait, did you say Creed?
Yeah, can you take...
Oh, I see.
Me higher.
Oh, I was going, My Sacrifice? No. What other Creed songs do I know? There goes My Hero, is that them? Brian Wilbos takes a called strike on the inside corner. Watch him as he goes.
This is too much knowledge for me. I got you. Can you take me higher? That's it.
Okay.
Wasn't that the Rangers song last year?
Anales at first, Bautista Jr. at second, down 8-2, two outs. Brian Wilbos takes a ball low. Now, if this was suddenly Nickelback, you'd be all over it, right?
100%. Wouldn't be as far away.
By the way, the nickel, number five warming up in the Whitecaps' pen. Wilbos takes a called strike at the knees. It is the lefty, Cliberth Perez, who's warming up. Brian Wilbos is 0 for 2 with a fly out to right and a ground out to second. Vancik is looking for a big swing to get back in this ballgame. The pitch. Fouled off.
Brian Wilbos trying to be that rock star for the Nuts.
So there you go. Wilbos is 0 for 2 today. He was 0 for 4 yesterday. He's 4 for 22 in the series. He does have a two-run double. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. He strikes out, and the inning is over. The Lugnuts score one unearned run. The leadoff throwing error by Jarvis, cashed in by the Batista Jr. single. But Batista Jr. and Angeles stranded, and we're going to the 7th. It is the Whitecaps 8, the Lugnuts 2. Adam Jacks is coming right back with the call of the game.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at LLS.org.
Within 15 seconds of logging onto social media, the algorithm has your daughter in its crosshairs. Congress knows, but it refuses to act. Use your voice. Demand a plan. Join us at the Center for Countering Digital Hate, protectingkidsonline.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Six innings down, three to go here in the series finale between Lansing and West Michigan. Train passing by just to the east of the ballpark. Blaise Pontes back out there to face Patrick Lee. 8-2, West Michigan leads. Pitch home. Right-hander grounds it over to third. Luke Mann to his left, spinning, throws to first, low. It's picked up by Simpson. Nice play by Mann. He had Angeles behind him, but if it gets by Mann to Angeles, I don't think there's enough time to get Lee. So Luke Mann comes up with it for the first down. He is so smooth over there at third base. And here comes Daniel Cerretti now. Blaise Pontes has been blazing right through this order. The pitch is a bouncing ball, weakly hit towards second. To his left, Escorche has it. Short throw, Simpson checks his bags on. Foots on the bag, he's got it. Two down on two pitches. Josh Crouch up to swing at pitch number one and make it a three pitch. Seventh inning, potentially. What are the odds here that he swings, Jesse? About 5%?
There's no way.
3%.
I'm going to set it at 1.
1%. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball one. Eight to two, West Michigan, top 7, righty-righty matchup. Pontes kicks and throws. Shoots it in there, belt high. Blaise came in to get the final out, started off the third, and now he's an out away in the 7th. The pitch, that's a little bit low. Touch outside. He has given up just 2 hits and a walk with 3 strikeouts. No runs, though. He has silenced this West Michigan offense that scored 8 in the first. 1-1. Down low. Big deep breath for Pontes. 3 balls and a strike. Diagonally standing on the first base side of the slab. Crouch 1-for-3 today with a 2-run double in that first inning. The pitch. Breaking ball just didn't come back across the plate at the top of the zone, and it's ball 4. Nobody warming in the Lansing pen because Pontes has been exceptional. And again, we've talked about it. He has just looked so much more comfortable in the reliever role as opposed to the starter, one of the tandem starters for the Nuts. Dom Johnson now up. The pitch. The right-hander fouls it as it cues to the right of home plate. Strike 1. It's been a tough series for Johnson. 3-for-18. Struck out 9 times. Did get hit by a pitch, though, in the 5th. And he lined out in the third on a good swing to Johnny Butler.
So I had that two-run go-ahead single last night.
The pitch. Oh, he gets hit again. Pontes got him in the fifth and now gets him in the seventh. Boy, that's not the guy you want to hit.
Blaze had gone a while without hitting anybody. And then there was an outing where he hit batters, three of them. He's just trying to work inside and trying to hit that inside corner, and that pitch is getting away. That was a fastball.
Well, and now you allow an opportunity for West Michigan to get some momentum back. Lansing has got the last two runs to cut it to a six-run lead. We've got three innings left to go. Now you got to go back to the top of the card here, and Jim Jarvis, 0 for 3 with a walk. The pitch home. On the ground, bounced over to Simpson. He's got it. Puts up the stop sign, jogs over to first, and just beats Jarvis there. And that'll do it. So Pontes works around the walk in the HBP. We'll stretch it out to the bottom of the seventh. Lansing trailing West Michigan 8-2. We head to the bottom of the seventh. Lansing able to get out of the mini jam there from Pontes. Gets the ground ball. It's 8-2. West Michigan still leads. Cliverth Perez, the new lefty, steps in, throws. First pitch, a little bit up. Top of the zone to Luke Mann. Just 2-for-19 in this series for Mann, the lefty hoping to deliver. 1-0 pitch. Popped up into the clouds and back our way out of play. One ball, one strike. Mann digs back into the box, left side. Ray ankle guard on that front right foot. Perez throws home. That's outside. Luke Mann happy that his fiance is in town, said she's going to stay in for this week and then follow the Lug Nuts to Fort Wayne next week as well. Congrats to him. 2-1. This is launched out to right field. Johnson initially started out. Now he's sprinting in. Loses his cap on the run. He makes the catch. Boy, sometimes you just think maybe a baseball player shouldn't wear the cap because he's had it fly off his head 4 or 5 times today. But he's been able to secure every catch. One down. Here comes Cameron Masterman, the solo tally for the Nuts in the fifth with his 6th home run. 8-2 our score. The lefty throws home. Perez shoots it in there, top of the zone. 93 on the gun, strike one. Well, we asked you back in the fourth, the longest home winning streak in Lansing Lugnuts history. That's inside, one ball, one strike. How many straight games has Lansing at 1.1 here? At home, 1-1. It's a bouncing ball over towards third. So ready, a couple of steps to his left. Sidearm, low throw to first, but Gold digs it up. Two outs. And the answer for you came way back in the 2007-2008 season. 17 straight wins for Lansing at home. Here's C.J. Rodriguez. The pitch home. That's in there. Fastball. Strike one. So how about that? That was from the end of one season and the start of the other. Next pitch up high and outside. 1-1. It started back in August of 2007 on the 4th and then finished on April 9th of 2008. 1-1 pitch. Line drive right back to Perez. It's caught for the third and final out. So Lansing looking like they may be in a streak of two straight losses at home today. As we get through seven, it's 8-2, West Michigan leading here at Jackson Field.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Okay, to the top of the eighth we go. West Michigan still leading 8-2 after a 10-pitch half inning for the new reliever, Cliverth Perez. And speaking of new reliever, here comes Colton Johnson. He takes over for Blaise Pontes. Blaise was exceptional through five innings. The pitch, bunted at, and Stevenson didn't swing. Ball one as it dropped down low. Johnson a lefty, so we have seen seven lefties now today. The pitch is a bouncing ball at the plate. Weakly hit. Anneliese charging it short. Has it. Throws on the run. It's late. Dug up by Simpson. Stevenson just too fast. And this guy is aboard for a third time today. I should correct at six lefties now. Three for West Michigan. Miller, Maloney, and Perez. And now Johnston, Irvin, and Johnson. Pontes is the odd man out. He's been the best one, arguably. Five innings, two hits, no runs. Also three strikeouts. The pitch, fastball, inside corner, strike one to Max Anderson. So what an outing by Pontes. 65 pitches, 38 in the zone for him. The pitch, low and inside, 1-1. Anderson has had himself a day. Walk, run scored. Two run single. Walk, single. Four times, and all four times he's reached. Lefty-righty matchup, the pitch. Bouncing ball foul, third base side. 1-2. It has been a pleasant day out there. A chillier day. It was really hot yesterday. Up around 80, above 80 degrees. And today we're pushing just short of 70. First pitch was low 60s. The pitch, this is on the ground, foul, first base side. That was a sharp one that looked like it was headed by Simpson. If it was fair, it gets all the way down to the wall where Masterman picks it up and flings it to the Nuts bullpen area. West Michigan with 8 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. Lansing 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors. All 8 of West Michigan's runs came in the first inning. They have not scored since. We're here in the eighth. Johnson holds the 1-2. Up high. In the meantime, Lansing got a run back in the fifth thanks to Cameron Masterman's solo shot. And then in the sixth, they got an RBI single from Danny Bautista that scored Jose Escorche. 2-2. Breaking ball is lifted out to right field. Hit well. Masterman is going back. He's at the track. He reaches up, and it's off the wall on the ribbon board. Around second, into third goes Stevenson. Into second is Anderson. Oh, my goodness. What a day he is having. Three hits, two walks. He's got nine hits in this series. And he has heated up in a big, big way. The second rounder last year for the Tigers is showing off his skills. So two on, nobody out. Here comes Roberto Campos. Eighth hit today for West Michigan. Lefty, righty, pitch home. Cued back up towards the suites. And that bangs in and goes next door and lands inside. Opportunity over there in the, looks like the Dan Henry suite. That's our buddy Russ over there, had a shot at it, didn't come up with it. That was ping-ponging around. We got time called here. Do we need some new baseballs, perhaps? Or C.J. Rodriguez? He needs some contact solution here. May have got some dirt up there in his right eye. So out comes the solution. Noah Huff providing, and C.J. is ready to go. Well, Jesse, we teased this a little bit earlier, but the half inning was too quick. There's no way here that we were not going to talk about Jacob Wilson in this broadcast in further detail.
Big Willie style.
Infield is in. The pitch. Breaking ball inside. Yeah, I did appreciate that, by the other way. In the game notes on 90s night, that was Thursday, Jesse hit him with the Big Willie style paragraph for Will Smith. Well, it certainly has been Big Willie style for Jacob Wilson. He's been exceptional. 1-1. That's inside. 2-1. So he's just four games back from getting injured. He played a few games down in the Arizona Complex League and now is back up with AAA Vegas. So he's played 10 total games with Vegas. You should look at his numbers.
They're amazing.
Perhaps I'll just read them off for you. Don't even worry about it. I got you. Johnson steps off.
Before you do, I saw someone posting on social media saying, why is nobody talking about Jacob Wilson? We've been talking about Jake.
Dude, for like 2 years now.
Yes.
2-1 pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. 2-2. The numbers through 10 games in AAA Las Vegas, where he's playing in AAA for the first time. 18 hits, 2 doubles. He had 2 home runs last night. 7 driven in. And my favorite stat coming up. 2-2. That's outside. Jesse. In 42 at-bats, this man has struck out 3 times. He has walked after his walk last night and his 4-for-5 performance. He has now walked 4 times. More walks than strikeouts. Averages 429. His OPS is 1,097. 3-2. Golfed out to left field. It's a base hit. Stevenson comes in. Anderson stops at third. 9-2 West Michigan. Their first run since the first inning.
Slow curveball from Colton Johnson. That's his great backdoor hook against a right-handed batter. Campos out in front. That's a good job by him. Reach out there and loop it into left field.
Touch fate. Or touch the baseball.
And better than saying to someone, touch grass.
That's true. Three hits right away. Shows you how good Plantes was through 5 innings. 2 hits was all he gave up and no runs. The pitch. There's a bouncy ball towards short. Should score a run. Anales off his back foot to second. Escorche's got it. They force out Campos. Gold is safe. And an RBI fielder's choice as Anderson scores. It is 10-1. That's the first out of this inning. Nice play by Anales off the back foot. So how about Jacob Wilson? My goodness.
Yeah.
10 games in Vegas. He goes down with an injury. They were precautious about it. Finally comes back. A pitch. That's down low, ball one to Patrick Lee. And he's just picked up right where he left off. He is going to be in the major leagues very, very soon. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball. Oh, just a little bit low. 2-0. Not sure if they'll give him a chance this year because of the injury, or if he stays healthy, maybe they pop him up at the end of the year, but certainly think at least by next year. 2-0 pitch. That's inside. 3 balls, no strikes. Really depends on how ambitious the A's want to be with him.
There was a huge debate entering the draft last year that the top 5 prospects in the draft were decided, so who should be number 6, and that was where the A's picked.
The pitch, that's fly back, 3-1. And if you haven't seen the 22-year-old, the right-handed batter, well, don't worry. His defense is arguably better than his offense. He is tremendous defensively. The pitch, that's down low. And that is ball 4. So dad's got to be proud. Jack Wilson, the former big leaguer, has watched his son, coached his son at Grand Canyon in high school. And now he is torching his way to the big leagues, one step away. Great to see that he is back. Former Lugnut came here for a small stint at the end of last year, and they didn't even send him back here to start this year. And I think they knew what they were talking about. He had a great spring training. The pitch home. This is fly back, foul, strike 1. Colton Johnson struggling here. Runners at first and second. 2 runs already in, only 1 out. 10 to 2. West Michigan leading Lansing. The pitch. Cued back.
Hey.
Hello there.
Based on how last year ended, I really did think that there was a chance that we would get him here. Saying, okay, maybe he wants to work on this, maybe he wants to work on that. And then we checked into spring training and he was hitting everything. And he realized, he's just too advanced. His offseason was great. He attacked this year. He's now back from injury. And I haven't seen a pitcher in the minor leagues yet that has figured out a way to get him out.
The 0-2, that's inside. And, Jesse, that allows me this time to get on my soapbox that I love to get on.
Uh-oh.
My argumentative case.
We keep it in the corner for whenever you need to drag it out.
Well, I've dragged it out, thrusted it out with gusto here. 1-2 pitch. That's up and out. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Anybody that wants to direct themselves to the top 100 prospects right now in minor league baseball.
Where's Jacob?
Jacob Wilson is number 51.
Oh.
No way. The pitch. This has popped up. First base side. Foul territory. Simpson is heading over. And that ball is out of play. Uh, 51 for a guy that has ascended up the ladder, has great defense, doesn't strike out, hits for average, hits for power, and will be in the big leagues very, very soon. Can we get him inside the top 50? The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Good hook right there from Colton Johnson. He gets his second out. Down goes Soretti. Runners remain at first and second. He's got to be a top 30 player, no?
I think that prospect lists matter as much as you want them to matter.
First pitch, Josh Crouch bounces it back to third. Luke Mann has it, slings it over to second. Escorche reaches out and grabs it as he touches second base. And we are done here in the eighth. So, if you haven't seen Jacob Wilson, take a peek. He is dominating. And he is back healthy in Vegas, and he is much, much better than that 51st ranking that MLB Pipeline has given him. West Michigan up 10-2. We head to the bottom of the eighth.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks? Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
We bring you back to the bottom of the eighth. Lansing trailing 10-2. First pitch home. Swing and a miss. And that is strike one for Jose Escorche. Cliverth Perez, the lefty, is in there. Pitch home. That's inside. One ball, one strike. Again, today is the day, it seems like, Sunday, to empty the pen and get your lefties some work against two righty-dominated lineups. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes. Perez, the third lefty for the Whitecaps, and Lansing has also thrown three of their four have been lefties. 1-2 pitch. That's popped up back out of play. It is a picture-perfect Sunday. The clouds are very thick and puffy up there. Light blue skies. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Escorche goes down. His second time at the bat. One down to open the eighth.
Here's the thing, though, Adam. With regard to the bullpen, usually on a Sunday, you'd use guys because you know that you have a day off tomorrow. But because you have the 6 days in a row, as the new series starts for both of these teams tomorrow, you can't do that.
Here's Johnny Buntler. First pitch. That's inside. Man, I was kind of hoping you'd retort the picturesque setting I was just talking about.
Oh, I'm just taking a photograph right now. If I could paint this, I would.
1-0. That's dropped in, strike one. 10-2, Whitecaps leading, bottom eight. They win this game, they win the series. Five outs away. The pitch, bouncing ball foul. Yeah, it's a good photo to get. I took one yesterday right as the sun was setting. Massive crowd last night, up over 5,000. We're going to just see bigger and bigger, I would imagine, tomorrow, Tuesday, and Wednesday as we lead up to the fourth. The pitch, that's rocketed back up and out of play. One ball, two strikes on Johnny Buntler. He's 0 for 3 today. Strikeout looking. And a couple of flyouts to shortstop, Jim Jarvis. 1-2. That's fly back our way. And up over the heads. Over the roof and out. And the clouds are still just slowly passing by. On a slow Sunday to wrap up June. 1-2. Swing and a miss. That wasn't slow. 92 up in the zone. Buntler is down on strikes. Perez, back-to-back K's to open the eighth. So Danny Bautista Jr. now coming to the plate. Another good crowd today to wrap up the six-game series with West Michigan. The pitch home. That's in there, strike one. But then we will have three more games coming up tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday at home before the homestand ends. The pitch. Down low, one ball, one strike. Jesse, I got something special for America Monday. I got my outfit picked out already.
What?
Yeah, because you know who plays tomorrow. 1-1 pitch. It's up high and outside. I think that is United States that plays tomorrow.
Not Tim Weah.
Yeah, not Tim Weah. I don't know about Greg Berhalter, but they play. Pitch. That's down low, so... We got some USA gear, so bring out your America Monday gear tomorrow as we kick off Independence Day. and the celebration beginning tomorrow to open up the week. 3-1. This is ripped out to right center field, up in the air. Campos is going back to his right, still sprinting on the run, reaches out and gloves it to the elbow area out there where it extends onto the warning track, and he takes away a good swing from Bautista. 93 off the bat, and he hit it nearly 350 feet, but Campos tracked it down. That'll get you through 8 innings, which means we've got one left to go. All West Michigan up 10-2. Jesse Goldberg Strassler, he closes it out for you when we return.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Come on, Dad. There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg Strassler.
Let's open up the ninth inning. 10-2 Whitecaps. Dom Johnson's at the plate, and he takes ball one. Johnson, Jarvis, Stevenson. 9-1-2 in the West Michigan order with the 8-run lead. Lefty Colton Johnson's pitch hooks in for a called strike. Now for Johnson, he's 0-2, and he got hit by pitches by Blaise Pontes each of his last two times. The deal. A ground ball struck towards short, on lays to his left field, throws, and it got him at first. That was a frozen rope. On lays delivering the fastball to Will Simpson. What a way.
How easy is that rise up with one leg on the bag? Simpson, man, he's got that down with no problem over there.
Precisely what you want. That is why we've seen catchers convert to first baseman. You're used to handling fastballs. Golden Johnson starts things off to Jim Jarvis with a curve for a called strike. But for Will Simpson, it's true. And a one pitch. Jarvis punches it down to third baseman Mann. Room service hop. The throw to first, and Simpson has another. Two gone.
Speaking of smooth.
Too smooth. Zet Stevenson's the batter.
Good to have reliable defenders at the corner of the diamond.
Just call him Kenny G, because it's nothing but smooth jazz up in here.
He needs a saxophone out there.
Yeah. The glove works well. I heard that Willie Stargell once homered into a tuba. Seth Stevenson takes ball one down and in. You could look it up. Colton Johnson looks for a perfect ninth inning. Rocks and fires. A ground ball to short. Anales attacks, picks, fires. There you go. 6-3, 5-3, 6-3 on the scorecard. Easy as 1-2-3. And let's go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Whitecaps are looking to finish off the series victory, leading 10-2 in Lansing.
Our kids spend hours a day glued to their screens, but social media is addictive by design, hooking our kids on content full of lies, extremism, hate, drugs, and violence. YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram make billions of dollars by exposing our children to danger and face no consequences. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act, so it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are holding these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
All across the country,
people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Quick as you can say, Jack Anderson. The West Michigan Whitecaps have gone back to the bullpen. Right-hander Jack Anderson replaces Fiberth Perez.
Well, how quick can you say Jack Anderson?
I would say moderately. Jack Anderson will face A. Rebel Anales, Will Simpson, and Brian Guelabas for the bottom of the ninth. Whitecaps 10, Lugnuts 2. Anderson fires. Anales takes. Ball one up and away.
Anderson standing tall out there for the righties for the Whitecaps today. They finally got one out there.
Well, there's the pitch. And he serves it foul to the right side. The starter, Joe Miller, went four innings. One hit, scoreless ball. He was a lefty. No walks, four strikeouts. Then you had the right-handed Christopher Maloney. Two innings, three hits, two runs, one earned. The pitch, called the strike on the outside corner. No walks, one strikeout. And then the lefty, Cliverth Perez, came in. And Perez was perfect in the seventh and the eighth, struck out two. A 1-2 pitch to Ruby Angeles. Bouncing ball dragged foul up the left side. So lefty-righty, lefty-righty. And for the Lugnuts on the other side, lefty-lefty-righty-lefty, Blaise Pontes, the only righty. And we'll talk about him a little bit more in a moment. First, though, one ball, two-strike pitch coming in. Ground ball toward third, attacking it. Cerati spirited, sidewinds the first, out number one. Oh, Danny Cerati. That's pretty. Had to reach out with the full range to get there. And then he whipped that ball across to the first baseman goal. We've seen some infielders pick it today. One out for Will Simpson. He takes ball one high. Well, there's your West Michigan pitchers, right? Joe Miller, the four scoreless. Christopher Maloney, the two innings, the two runs. Home run hit by Cam Masterman. Cliverth Perez and now Jack Anderson. On the other side for the Lugnuts, Will. Righty to righty, 1-0. High again. How are you? The Lugnuts starter, Will Johnston. One third of an inning. Two hits, four walks. Johnston departed early. Two wild pitches, six runs charged to him. Simpson takes ball three outside. And then Garrett Irvin relieved him in the first inning. And in the end, allowed two more runs in the first inning before working a perfect second inning, and he was done at 1 2/3. And then Blaise Pontes, 3-0. High for ball four. Four-pitch walk, Anderson issues to Simpson. And it's Will Simpson's team-leading 47th walk of the year. One-out base runner for the Nuts, down 10-2 in the ninth inning.
Boy, it feels like we haven't seen a ton of those walks recently from Will, Jesse. And I know you like him swinging away, him coming up with pop, but that's a big part of his game, especially through the opening months, that hopefully comes back in July.
Brian Guelabas takes a called strike. I agree. But there's a balance there, right? In April, he was walking and hitting for a ton of power. You don't want to get passive. You want to stay aggressive while not chasing. Righty-righty, Guelabas swings and breaks his bat, fouling it off on the ground right side. I think what happened to Will there for a little bit was he got over-aggressive. He started to chase beyond the strike zone, and that took him out of his zone offensively.
You know, we talk about Jacob Wilson and how good he's doing. It's the same conversation we had when he was here about he doesn't strike out. He puts his bat on almost everything, similar to Angeles, similar to Bautista. But at some point, when you climb the ladder, you got to be able to walk too and take your bases, because you're not going to be able to get away with swinging at pitches constantly out of the zone and having as much success as you would if you would take those walks.
Brian Guelbas is 0 for 3 with a strikeout swinging his last time. 0-2 here. And Guelbas chops it fair up the third base side. Soretti fires to second, one. Turn to first. It's not in time. Guelbas beat it out as West Michigan was ready to celebrate. Simpson forced out for out number two. My first impression of Will. For the crosstown showdown against Michigan State, remember he homered twice. But what I also saw from Will in the early going was a batter who was very comfortable with two strikes. And how he goes in the second half could very well determine how this Lugnut squad goes. Down 10-2 right now. Here's Luke Mann. A man rips it to right field. Dom Johnson is over, and that ball's off the wall, denting the green. Stop sign at third for Guelbas. Mann pulls it a second with a double. Talking about another guy with great power potential. It's Luke Mann's fourth double with the Lugnuts.
That's good stuff. We had talked about it. He hadn't had an extra base hit in his last nine games. Hopefully this jump starts the offense heading into this six-game set here with Fort Wayne starting tomorrow.
Jack Anderson and the Whitecaps are still one out away from a 10-2 win to close out the series. He fires to Cameron Masterman and starts things off with a called strike. The off-speed. Masterman is 1 for 3 with a homer. His sixth home run of the year came in the fifth inning. Righty to righty. Bouncing in and away from Josh Crouch. And in from third base, Guelbas scores standing. Over to third, Luke Mann. West Michigan 10, Lansing 3 on the Anderson wild pitch. Just his second wild pitch all year. Just the 10th run allowed by Anderson this year. One ball, one strike. Here it comes. Outside for ball two. C.J. Rodriguez is waiting on deck. Masterman's looking for the multi-hit game, trying to bring in Luke Mann. A 2-1 hitter's pitch. Outside. Three balls and a strike. An 8-run top of the first inning has allowed the Whitecaps to coast throughout this game. 10-3 West Michigan. The 3-1. A shot on the ground down to a short one hop for Jarvis to the backhand, and the throw to first ends the ball game. West Michigan defeats Lansing 10-3, and the Whitecaps beat the Lugnuts in 4 out of 6 games. That final ground out was 105 miles an hour off the bat, but Jim Jarvis was up for the challenge. So the Whitecaps improved to 7-2 in the second half, 38-37 for the year, while they dropped the Lugnuts to 2-7 and 34-40 for the year as a whole. Adam, we've got two big things to talk about. We begin with the top of the first inning.
Well, where do you want to start?
Let's start with how this game started, and that is Jim Jarvis flat out to right field, and then the next 7 Whitecaps batters all reached in a row. Will Johnston didn't have it today. Garrett Irvin came in. He allowed a couple of runs. It was a 2-run double by Josh Crouch, a 2-run single by Max Anderson. And in the grand scheme of the game itself and determining a win and a loss, it was a knockout punch served early.
Listen, West Michigan wins this series 4-2, right? Let's go back to 2 half innings that can't happen. Game one, you lose 15-9. You give up a 7-run second. That was the biggest half inning of the year for West Michigan. And then to end the series today, it's an 8-run first inning, and that wins the game for West Michigan. Those 2 half innings, again, Lansing's out there. They're doing their best. They're trying to pitch it. But those two, you can't have that happen. You have to find a way to minimize the mistakes and get out of those half innings where you don't have your best stuff. Lansing didn't. Credit West Michigan. And those are the two moments that really opened up this series for the Whitecaps. And, well, that can give the Whitecaps hitters a ton of confidence, a ton of momentum, and they used that all week. They had some good swings.
Speaking of confidence, how about Blaise Pontes with 5 scoreless innings?
Awesome, man. I mean, he has struggled. We've documented he's trying to work on things, figure things out, just as everybody in this league is trying to get better, trying to improve. And Blaise, after a brutal start on Tuesday, right? It was the big inning on Tuesday that opened it up, the 7-run second we were just talking about. Pontes shuts it down today out of the pen. And he kept Lansing in this game, albeit they gave up the 8 runs, but West Michigan didn't get 2 more runs until the 8th, giving Lansing an opportunity to try and get back into it. Just Whitecaps pitched it well.
In the top of the first inning, it took 34 minutes to complete. The rest of the game took an hour and 57 minutes, 2:31 in all, in front of a crowd of 3,859. 10 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for the West Michigan Whitecaps, who stranded 10 on the bases, went 4 for 13 with runners in scoring position. The Lugnuts stranded 4 with runners in scoring position, 1 for 5, 3 runs, 5 hits, and no errors. And now the Whitecaps depart. They head off to host the Great Lakes Loons the next 3 days. And the Lugnuts welcome in the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, 7:05 p.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Jake Garland, Grant Judkins, and Luis Morales are the expected starters in those games. And we encourage you to come on out and join us. Tomorrow is Murica Monday. Tuesday is Page Fence Giants Night. And then Wednesday, the 3rd of July, the Lapview Fireworks Spectacular on the 3rd. Before the 4th of July, the ballpark is open for the Dark Side of the Diamond. Echoes of Pink Floyd playing to Wizard of Oz right here at the ballpark. So once again, MILB.com/Lansing. The line, Adam, to run the bases today is enormous.
That's what we like to see. That thing stretching all the way past the batter's eye is where that line, we think, ends in there somewhere. But that's great stuff. Good turnout again today from all of the fans, and especially those youngsters that are pumped up to run around the bases.
Yeah, if there was any more kids here, they could start to read the Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame plaques, huh?
Yeah, really. Somebody put in a lot of work out there on those plaques. They look great.
Well, that'll do it for us here today. Lugnuts fall to the Whitecaps 10-3. The Whitecaps wins in the series 15-9, 4-2. Yesterday, wait, hang on. This can't be right, Adam. 10-3 and 10-3. They defeated the Lugnuts by a combined score of 20-6 over the weekend. Trying to get the offense right, trying to get the pitching right when Fort Wayne arrives.
Double 10-3s. You don't see that much, yeah. But welcome to baseball. You just never know what you're going to get.
The Whitecaps, in their 2 losses, they scored only 1 run combined in 18 innings. So you can see where the key to success is. We'll see how things go as the Lugnuts stay at home. Any final thoughts?
That's it, man. We'll see if Lansing, they got to take advantage here again. West Michigan's playing well, but you bring in Fort Wayne, they've struggled. Lansing has really not played the Tin Caps well over the last couple of years, but they got to find a way to flip the switch against these guys and get their offense some confidence back beginning tomorrow. Put this series behind you. You drop 4 of 6, but find a way to come out, take advantage of getting 3 at home, and then they'll head out to Parkview Field to close out this week before a couple of off days to reset.
Yes, sir. For Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Again, your final score, the Whitecaps 10, the Lugnuts 3. Have a terrific rest of your weekend, and take care from Jackson Field in Michigan State Capitol.